Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Monday, August 18th. We're back Monday.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Monday is always a down end.
Yeah, I know. That sounded very cheerful.
Sorry, I didn't mean it like that.
Good
but when
morning.
You said Monday, it's like everyone always, there's always such a negative connotation on a Monday.
I know.
Especially a Monday morning.
I know. I was thinking about that, actually. You know, I enjoyed the weekend, or at least being able to rest a little bit. And before you know it, Monday rolls around.
Right.
Again. Yeah. I used to look forward to Mondays when I started the business because I enjoyed working and, you know, and I still do. But I mean, I like the rest, you know.
Yeah.
I like that we have a couple of days off.
Definitely. And there was a crash on the 101 as I drove here. And I was like, wow, that's a really bad Monday morning.
Oh, wow.
You crash your car.
I know.
That sucks.
I know. Or be stuck in the traffic that's caused by it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible, but what are you going to do, you know? I mean, there's just a lot of people here.
Yeah.
And which brings me to Saturday, I told you I was going to go to Manhattan Beach to ride my bike. So I did. I got up early, got ready, you know, loaded up my bike, drove down there, about an hour drive, and I get there. Of course, it looks beautiful and everything. I can't wait to get to the beach and ride my bike and everything. So now it's time to look for parking, right?
Oh, boy.
So I'm looking for parking, and I'm looking for parking, and I'm looking for parking, and I'm realizing that 1,000 other people are doing the same thing.
It's the worst down there.
And all I can tell you, Charlotte, is after an hour and 15 minutes, I still have not found a place to park. And I'm not saying I needed to park right there, because I had a bike. I could have ridden.
Yeah.
10 blocks away, I still could not find anything.
It's the parking situation.
I went to Hermosa. I went back to Manhattan. Yeah. I mean, it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
I was so disappointed. I thought, you know, I looked forward to it all week.
Yeah.
You never worry about these things. You figure, you know, at worst, I'll just pay for parking.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't even a place to pay for parking.
Yeah. It's
there was nothing.
It's ridiculous.
So what are you supposed to do?
So you weren't able to go?
No. No, so I turned around finally and came back.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It really is the worst down there. It's impossible to find parking.
Yeah, I never realized that.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. So that's why I guess they encourage people to ride their bikes there. There's a lot of bike lanes and stuff. And in fact, as a driver there, you're supposed to really give right away to bicycles.
And even there's golf carts down there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the signs say that bicycle riders can use the whole lane where the cars are.
Oh,
I mean, that's pretty pretty drastic.
Yeah.
So I guess they figure, you know, they'll promote bikes and encourage bicycles, and then they won't have as many parking problems. But I guess this is all people that come from out of town wanting to go there.
Right. And yeah, it's just
impossible.
Really,
it really can't accommodate. Yeah, it can't accommodate all the people. So if you ever go there, I guess you should go during the week, because the weekend is completely impossible.
Yeah.
Unless if I got there at 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, which is crazy.
Right, and everyone has the same idea. And a lot of people save parking spots, like a lot of people that live in the houses.
Oh, you think so? Yeah.
Save them for people that are coming and park on the road so that visitors can park in their spots.
That's possible.
Things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And like I said, there's a million other people doing the same thing.
Right.
So when there's a parking spot does open, everybody's like trying to get there fast.
I was in Newport on Sunday, and it's like that. I mean, the parking situation isn't as bad there, but everybody's on bikes.
Oh, really?
Everyone, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. It's great.
I like Newport Beach. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, maybe I'll go there next time if there's parking there.
Well, when you're in Manhattan, it's only another 45 minutes
or
30 minutes to get down to Newport.
I know. And the funny thing was I haven't driven through Playa del Rey in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I remembered you get there through the marina. So I went to the marina. I went based on my memory, and I ended up taking the wrong street. So I was not driving the beach. I was driving inside. So so then I realized I'm getting away from the beach. You know, I mean, I'm going south, but I'm getting away. And I thought I took the wrong turn. So then I'm trying to find the way to get to the beach, and I get lost, and it's a dead end street.
Yeah, it's tricky down there because once you go to the marina, you have to go over the channel. I guess that's the actual marina.
Right.
So you have to get over that, but you can so easily go inland instead of going over.
Yeah, you see, I made the mistake of turning left on Lincoln's. I should have gone one more, right? Into the marina.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I figured that out later.
It's a little tricky down there.
Yeah.
You get to, just to get through from the marina to Playa.
Yeah, and they don't have signs either.
Yeah,
you know?
No, they don't.
Yeah. They had a sign like Playa de Vista or something. I thought, okay, that looks interesting. So that ended up being just an apartment community or something.
It is. It's
or a
like,
house
community. It's getting built up now to just loads of apartment complexes. Maybe that's why Playa is so nice and quiet.
Yeah, I know.
No one gets lost.
Nobody gets there, I know. And we were talking about that that power station with the smokestacks.
Right.
And that's in El Segundo. That's where
it
is.
Oh, it is? Okay.
So we were like debating that on Friday where it is and everything. So, yeah, it's between, I guess, between Playa and Manhattan somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was that, you know, braving the traffic and everything. And, you know, driving my bike, taking the bike on the back of my car, I have a bike rack, right? And, you know, I mean, it's connected with three fasteners and things like that.
Right.
And then I tie it with, like, with all this, like, rubber band things. And so it's pretty tight. And still, when I first got it a few weeks ago, I drove on the freeway and suddenly the bike just starts like...
I remember when you said that.
Remember I told you? It seems like it was going to blow off the car.
Yeah.
So now I tighten it very much. But I'm still concerned that the thing's going to fall off. I don't know why. I'm just like freaking out about it. So I'm driving and it's like so stressful for me to drive like that, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm just thinking it's the worst thing if this thing like disconnects on the freeway.
That would be the worst.
Fast.
The bike would be gone.
Yeah, and you're going to hurt somebody too, you know?
Yeah.
The hell with the bike, but it's going to be like extremely embarrassing and dangerous.
Yeah, definitely.
So I drive and I'm constantly, my eyes are on it and it's sturdy and everything, but still I'm thinking, God, it's, if only one fastener comes off. You know,
right?
But they don't come off, I guess.
Yeah. Is there anything? Maybe you could put extra on.
Yeah, I know.
To make just to double check.
But that's the way they make it. I don't know.
Yeah.
How am I going to get another one?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I could figure it out. But yeah, so it's like a whole adventure with this bike,
right?
You know? And so I didn't get a chance to ride the bike at all because I was going to go. I thought, you know, okay, so I'll go to Santa Monica after that.
Mm-hmm.
It was already 3 o'clock. Now you knew that Santa Monica is going to be totally packed too.
Yeah. Oh, man. So the whole day.
Yeah. So, and then Sunday I sort of like protested and said, I'm not going anywhere with my bike. I don't want another disappointed. I was deeply disappointed on Saturday. I really was. You know, I looked forward to it, and I was reading up on it on the internet. Everybody's like, oh, it's the best bike trail anywhere. And
you can even, because you could park somewhere like Playa.
I know.
And then drive.
Well, that's kind of far, though.
But, yeah.
That's kind of far,
like a,
you know.
Probably a 16-mile.
Yeah, I don't ride that much. Charlotte, I'm just cruising around, okay?
That's true.
Don't talk to me in miles. But I hear 2 miles, I'm thinking, wow, that's too far. No, I just enjoy riding around the neighborhood or on trails and stuff, you know. I don't want too much uphill and things like that. Don't ask me to work too hard, you know.
I went to Saturday night. It's called Street Food Cinemas. It's like a bunch of food trucks in a big open field, and there's probably a couple thousand people there, and they play a movie on a big screen.
Oh, wow.
And it was Back to the Future. It was in Glendale. So we went there, and it was really cool. It was really, and when you're with so many people and everyone's laughing at the same parts,
right.
And it was great.
Wow.
I enjoyed it so much. The lines for the food were about, I think we waited 30 minutes in line, and then once we bought the food, 30 minutes for the food.
For the food, for yeah. it to be ready, it right?
Was, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I remember when I went to the... to the Cannabis Cup I went a few months ago, and they had food trucks there. And I figured, yeah, it's 30 minutes to wait just to order the food. And right. then you see all the people standing around waiting for it.
I know.
I thought it's not worth it, you know. But they have some trucks that, you know, you can follow them where they go every day and stuff, yeah. you know. I never have done that, but some people do that. And we have in the area, like down the street, sometimes you get the grilled cheese truck. And
right.
Yeah.
They have that one there. We ended up.
Yeah, I know, and I always try to get to it.
Yeah,
but it's always busy.
There's so much choice. It was. I mean, there was a lobster truck.
Really?
I was thinking food truck, lobster. There was Indian, hot dogs, grilled cheese, pulled pork, like barbecue. That was the one we ended up going for. But there was so many choices. But each of the lines. Uh-huh. I mean, they must have been raking in thousands.
Yeah, yeah.
Thousands.
I know. It's amazing, huh? They don't even need a storefront or anything.
I know.
They just drive their trucks. I know. It's amazing how this thing has taken off. I wonder if they have it in other cities, too. Do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I have a friend who is a... Well, this is a different country, but... He's a social media... He does social media for celebrities and branding and all that. And he did the branding and advertising for the first food truck in Australia.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. So that was probably 3-4 months ago that he did that. So that was the first food truck ever in Australia. So now it's even in Australia.
Yeah,
I don't think it's in England yet.
Yeah. Everything that takes off here, I guess, just goes abroad as well because... people look up to us for all the things we have.
Right.
You know? Let them learn only the good things from us, not the bad things. Mm-hmm. God, man. So you had a nice weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you went to Newport. You went to food trucks.
Food truck cinema, and I've never seen Back to the Future the whole way through.
Really?
That was cool, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good movie,
huh? It was a great movie, yeah.
Yeah. I guess they it was appropriate for that things sort of like take you back in time
because it's
maybe to the drive-in times, you know, and the cars.
Exactly.
There used to be like drive-in movies.
I've been to one of those when I was 10. It's always when I was 10, but that was when I came to America for a long period of time.
Yeah.
But I remember, I don't know where we were, maybe, I think we might have been in Long Island. Mm. And we went to a drive-in movie. But I've looked at the schedule. I didn't realize they have them all over Los Angeles. There's Manhattan. There's one in Manhattan Beach. There's one in Westchester.
So they still have drive-in?
No. Theaters? This is the food truck.
Oh, the trucks. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they have them all over. But Glendale's the most popular. That's the one that's pretty much every week. Mm. Next week they're showing Clueless, that movie. But Back to the Future was... That interested me because I've never seen it, and my boyfriend. I don't think I could get him there for Clueless.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I know. I like Back to the Future a lot. I like time travel movies.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It was.
Yeah. So, cool. So, in a few minutes, we're going to have Max Tucci calling in. He's a host on our station, and he also wants to talk about a show he started hosting on TV. So, that should be pretty cool. He's always traveling everywhere, you know, so I'm not even sure where he's calling from today. But he'll call in a couple minutes. I guess we can... Well, we'll get to the more interesting stuff after he calls, but I don't know if you saw this, but Heidi Klum went to an award show, and on the red carpet, I guess she was wearing a dress made of tiny strings. I don't know if you saw that, but it's a blue dress, and it's all strings, you know? Excuse me. There's no solid part to it. And so I guess you can't really show it off unless, like, you twist and turn. You know, and spin and stuff.
Yeah.
So she was spinning around the whole time just to make this dress kind of like flow.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I see exactly. Oh, I've seen those dresses before.
Really?
Mm-hmm. it was at the Emmys.
Was it Emmys?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It was, it was Creative Arts Emmy Awards. I guess I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it's part of the Emmys.
So the Emmys was on last night?
It's not
the 16th.
Yeah, it's not the big Emmys that everyone...
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Creative Arts Emmy Awards. I guess that's not the one for the television. Maybe
no.
It's for other things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know.
Ooh,
wow,
it's a
that's
pretty dress.
Yeah, it's different, huh?
Royal blue.
I know, but all her pictures, she's spinning around.
But I know what you mean, because otherwise it just...
yeah, it just hangs there.
Hangs, yeah. So she needs to... Yeah.
Oh, man. But let me tell you, she's what, like my age, about 50-something? Man, she looks great.
No way.
I think so. I'm telling you. She doesn't look it, but she is. Yeah, look up to see how old Heidi Klum is.
I don't think she's 50-something.
I'll
Maybe
bet
I'm
you
wrong.
She is, yeah. I think I saw it somewhere. I don't know where.
41.
41?
You're aging her 10
oh,
years.
Oh, wow, okay. All right, well, I take it back. I guess in her 40s. Yeah. That's why she still looks great. I don't know, man. You hit the 50s, you hit the wall. But some people, I mean, they actually had like an article here last week about people that still look good at 50, like Sandra Bullock and, you know. So I guess they do, you know, under all that makeup. But I'd like to see them in real life, you know.
Sandra Bullock's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
All her movies are just so great.
Yeah, I guess they are. Did you see the latest one, Gravity?
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
That's not my kind of movie.
I know. It didn't really appeal to me either.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's George Clooney and Sandra Bullock, but, you know.
Yeah, but I'm thinking of Miss Congeniality and, what's the one that's based in Alaska? Sitka. It's,
in Alaska?
What's that called?
I don't remember.
I can't think. That's going to drive me crazy.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll think about it. So Heidi Klum is in her 40s. Okay, well, she still looks great.
And, yeah, she
does. I guess some people know how to take care of themselves, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So congratulations to you. I guess FSU is going to be number one, right? Did you hear about that? The football team?
Well, preseason, that's how they're ranked, but we'll see if...
It says they're considered a near lock to come into 2014, the number one team in the country.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I'm hoping that the pressure of that doesn't... but we still have... I mean, our key player is Jameis Winston, and we still have him, so...
Right. So the thing is that... So now it's only preseason, and they're already predicting they'll be number one?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Oh,
yeah.
Wow. I didn't realize.
Because there's always preseason predictions.
Right.
And... I mean, the team's pretty much the same from last year. So because of that, I think that's why they're ranked number one.
Mm.
But it should be a good year for them. I mean, like I said, we still have Jameis, so.
Yeah. I wonder how they rank them. I mean, based on points, but how do they earn those points? I don't know.
It's things to do with last season, the players.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, number one. Then Alabama, Oregon, Oklahoma, Ohio State, Auburn, UCLA, Michigan State.
See, Auburn's way down. And last year in the BCS championship, that was who FSU played.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But it was crazy that, I mean, FSU's getting like the number one. And last year they won the BCS championship. And then at award shows like the ESPYs, Auburn won all these awards and not FSU.
Really?
It's like, huh.
Oh, wow.
How does that work?
Yeah, how does that work? So, I don't know, yeah. I never really got into college football, but I guess when you're connected to a college, it's much more fun that way.
Yeah, exactly.
You have someone to root for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just so many teams, and I don't know anything about them, you know. NFL, still, I'm a little familiar with the new, you know, I mean, still the newer teams I don't really know much about, or newer players, let's say.
Yeah.
But I used to. I used to know the lineups of a lot of teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think everyone's excited. Well, I think a lot of the male population is excited.
Yeah.
Monday Night Football's back.
Football starting.
Sunday's
huh?
coming back soon.
That's true. When's the season starting? September?
Usually
the first week in September, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Yeah, that's true. Monday Night Football. I used to love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Let's see. What else is going on from our lives? Well, I guess in the news, you know, I mean, I don't know. Should we touch on this Ferguson unrest thing that's going on?
Yikes.
Yeah. I mean, that there's like a lot of sensitive things here to talk about. I don't know that mm-hmm. I really want to. But the bottom line is that, you know, there's riots, again, because somebody got shot. And I don't think this is the way to fix things.
Yeah.
I don't think it helps the reputation, you know, of people, of the black population, when people start rioting and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could be right. There's probably a point there. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Well, it just came out that he was shot 8 times and twice in the head.
Yeah, the 8 times I knew about that, yeah. But I didn't know in the head.
Yeah, twice was in the head.
Yeah. So, yeah, maybe that's excessive, but we don't know what the cop felt at the moment, you know. So it's hard for me to say, but the reality is that there is a lot of police brutality. I see these videos all the time on Facebook and stuff.
Yeah.
And this stuff does happen. And but I think this doesn't help when they riot. I don't think it helps the race relations at all.
Right.
You know, it just makes it worse because people start looting and stuff. I'm not saying the majority of the people are not looting, but still, it creates a problem when the police is forced to use tear gas and all that. Then it starts looking like pretty bad.
Yeah.
You know. So and it just seems to happen too much, you know, with these riots and stuff. Every time there's something going on, so you know, I don't want to judge people. I mean, I can understand the family concerned and everything. I mean, but this guy was a criminal, right? I mean, he was part of a robbery, and so it's not like he was a great kid or anything that somebody just decided to shoot, you mm-hmm. know. I mean, I'm sure the cop probably felt threatened or something. You know, I mean, they're trained for that, so I can't imagine. But I think this is happening. If this happened in L.A., it may not turn out as bad, or maybe it would. I mean, they had riots here before.
I think it would.
You know?
Yeah.
They had riots here, but that was a long time ago. You
it's
know,
true.
The Watts riots and that, but that was like, what, 60s, 70s or something? So that was a long time ago. You'd think that there'd be some progress on race relations.
Right.
But the fact that this happens where there's a lot of tension anyway, mm-hmm. You know, this is like in the South, right? Yeah, in Missouri.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's, you know, so there's still a lot of tension there, you know. And so I can see why, you know, every little incident is going to spark the flame again, you know.
And I think it's just a reason, like you said, it sparks the flame. It's just one more thing that that they're feeling.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, as a result, what happens is, let's see. Oh, no, that's not the one. But there was an article about how black families have to talk with their sons about how to behave. You know, and that sucks. I mean, you know, that's like, you know, like the way you dress and where you go and all these things. It's like, I don't think that's good. I also think that serves only more to create a divide when you're pointing out to your kids that they're different. You know, the thing is that if you don't look at race at all, you know. But then again, you know, I mean, I'm not a black person, so I don't know what it's like being mm-hmm. on their side.
Well, I think any parent has to tell their child how to behave, or they don't know.
No, but this is like how to wear how not to wear hoodies and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
Like things that would make them like supposedly bigger targets for police.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think so. But you know, I just think that there's racism on both sides, and I don't think it works.
Right.
It really doesn't work, you know. And people mm-hmm. have to understand, in the 21st century America, there's no room for this anymore. Enough is enough, you know.
Yeah.
And it should just be a cop shot a criminal, not a white cop shot a black guy.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It shouldn't matter, but maybe there is something behind it.
Yeah, it's focused in on too much.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you know? And so now everybody wants the cop's head, you know, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, anytime somebody dies, it's not a good thing, you know. But
no.
But look, I mean, there's people that never even come close to being shot by a cop, right? You don't get close to being shot by a cop, and most of the black people I know would not be shot by a cop. So because they're not criminals,
mm-hmm.
you know. When you're a criminal, you get shot by cops.
Yeah. Something sparked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess Max is not calling in. What's going on, Max? I figured he'd probably forget. I think he's like somewhere else, you know.
When you said that when you've watched all the police brutality videos on Facebook, I find Facebook, like, that's all I do now.
Yeah.
I just look at links.
Yeah.
I look at links of news
that's
and videos.
True.
I don't really use
too.
Facebook for that much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I might upload a photo here and there.
Not so much about people's opinions and things like that.
Yeah, it's mainly just articles that I've read.
Oh, really? Stuff that you've seen already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
well, some of the videos are cool, though. I mean.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
But I find myself, I just look for articles and videos and news. Like, that's all I'm really doing on Facebook anymore. I don't really care about everyone else.
I know. Well, that's why you got to post. If you don't like the post, you got to post yourself. That's what I figure, you know. And I know. But there's sometimes just like incredible things on video that I see on there that are just unbelievable. You know, that people do things that people do that I can't believe, or with animals and stuff, you know, just the cutest freaking things you've ever seen, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, this morning I'm like looking at this video shows like dead fish and a dog nearby, and he's pushing with his nose water on them.
Oh,
probably trying to
save them.
To save them.
Wow.
I mean, how can a dog understand this thing?
That's cool.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things like this, you know, like a baby sitting in his jumper and a little puppy crawls in and mm-hmm. lies right on his shoulder, you know, falls asleep. I mean, wow, you know.
There was one article that I read that was like the 10 most perfectly timed photos,
uh-huh.
and there was some really cute things where it would be like a dog, and then the person's head was, or the dog was just at the perfect time covering the person's head, so it looked like the person had a dog's head.
Okay.
And then there was one where a wave was going over a girl, and who knows if they're photoshopped or they're real, but a wave was going over a girl, and it was just the perfect time
uh-huh.
before she got completely killed by the wave.
Oh, wow.
And there was a bunch of them. It was a cool one.
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of amazing stuff that people do, you know, extreme sports. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember I was talking about that ziplining from the tall building mm-hmm. the other day. And so somebody emailed me and they said ziplining is not an extreme sport. And I wrote back to them, I said, when you're doing it from a 30-story building, it's an extreme sport.
Yeah. Yikes, yeah. I find that, that's a long way up.
Yeah, and then you zip line in the middle, you just jump off with your parachute. That's pretty extreme to me.
Yeah,
so they
like
probably
it to me
didn't
too.
Listen to the whole sentence of what I said. That's funny. So, so what else is going on? Do you have anything going on there in the news?
Mine's all kind of sad stuff.
Really?
Okay,
well, let's hear some sad stuff.
A man that was, he confessed a hit and run. He was hired to do it by a rabbi. 20 years on the day before the 20th anniversary of when the rabbi's wife, it was the wife that the rabbi hired the hitman to kill.
Oh, wow.
That being,
and there was a 20-year anniversary of their wedding or something?
No, of the death.
Oh,
of
the death.
But he's going to be released the day before the 20th.
Wow.
Anniversary. But I guess, do you get an easier sentence when you're hired by somebody to kill?
I don't think so.
Because 20 years doesn't seem like a very long time.
Yeah, well, it's almost life sentence. I mean, life sentence is 25 years.
Yeah, I guess.
But maybe he got off for something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so. Because that, I don't know, 20 years when you kill somebody, that doesn't seem like... Well, I guess 20 years seems like a long... I don't know.
It is a long freaking time. You come out a totally different person.
Yeah, definitely. When things that have changed
just
in
think
20
where
years.
You were 20 years ago, you know?
I was three. Yeah.
That's a long time, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
That's a long time.
It must be. It's crazy because all that, like, where the life you know just doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Because 20 years ago, I mean, the buildings, everything right. is just would take so long to get to.
Yeah.
To get to know.
I know the internet just started taking off. Yeah. And all that stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing what's going on. And so that's why I think really jail is the worst place to be. It really is. You know, I'd rather be dead than go to prison.
Yeah.
Especially for 20 years. My God. I mean, what kind of hope do you have?
Right.
Yeah. It amazes me that these people even survive that long. You know, I mean, why would you even want to live like that?
I know.
It's terrible.
And just for you're living in a room of, well, three walls and a gate.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Right? Bars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess a child was, I don't know, maybe they were climbing in the Yellowstone National Park and she fell 550 feet while hiking.
Wow.
And died.
Wow.
Yeah, in the Grand Canyon of Yellowstone.
Really?
Which, I think it's Wyoming.
Uh-huh.
W-Y-O.
Yeah, Wyoming. That's
Wyoming.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. You are yeah. finding all these sad stories today.
No, I know. My stories people are dying. Sad. I'm sorry.
Maybe it reflects how you feel on Monday, right?
I saw somebody's... someone posted an Instagram photo this morning. It was something like... Monday mornings give me motivation to be a serial killer or something yeah. like that. Like, I was like, wow, that's a little drastic.
It was funny because somebody posted this morning, what is your favorite date? You know, and she says, mine is April 25th. And I'm like, oh, I remember you bringing it up, you know, from the Sandra Bullock movie.
Yeah.
So that was funny, you know. I was caught off guard. I'm like, then I remembered, oh, I know this joke.
That's a funny one.
It is.
It's really, I find it interesting how, like, just one line and one simple phrase from a movie gets used so many times.
I know. And there's people that will quote you, like, movie lines, you know,
yeah.
and stuff like that all the time. I don't yeah. know where they get those, but they do, you know.
I know.
Yeah. And, yeah, so I posted the post from Robin Williams in one of his movies about suicide. And that was like, that's chilling when you think about it.
It is. I know and what quote I know.
Yeah,
what
you know, the one about suicide mm-hmm. that he says it's a permanent solution for a temporary problem. And it's true. And I wish he would have remembered that in his dark moments. But it's really hard, I'm telling you. Sometimes I just try to remember how bad the depression is, and there's just all you want to do is make the pain go away. I mean, it's hard to fathom something like that.
Yeah.
To imagine if you never had it,
mm-hmm.
you know. But that's what it's about.
It is.
And it's hard, and you don't think rationally, you don't think about all the destruction you're going to leave behind you with your family and friends.
Right.
You know, you don't think that it's a one-way street and you're not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. You know, you just want to, you figure, you know, if this is what life is, then I'd rather not be alive. You know.
Yeah. And the last photo that he'd posted was with his daughter when she was really young.
Oh, really?
So probably like 20 years ago. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, he was like reminiscing of those good times.
Yeah. I know. I reminisce about my kids like that, too. I miss those days, man. No, I barely see them, you know.
Are they both at school now?
Well, things have changed. My daughter went up north to school
mm-hmm.
for the second time to the same school that she left a few years ago.
Yeah.
After a few months. Now she's been there for a month. She's coming back again. She can't handle being away from home.
Yeah.
So there's a mommy's girl for you. What can I tell you,
yeah.
you know? But she needs to be in a familiar place, I guess, where at least for now, you know,
mm-hmm.
at least until I told her, I said, I think it was a mistake to go and live on your own in a faraway place first. I think you should have first lived on your own
yeah.
here,
yes.
you know, to
yeah.
sort of like get your independence first. So so she's coming back, and my son, actually, Friday, he's leaving for college, too. So he probably won't come back. I think he'll be more involved with his dorms and all that stuff. Yeah. You know? So and she hates her job too. You know, I guess she got a job at an AT&T wireless store, and she says, you know, all the people bring all the problems and frustration into them, and you know that people are usually upset about their cell phones for some reason.
I would hate to work that because I know when I go, I am so mad.
Right.
They can never do what I want.
You never go there when you're happy, right?
Never, never. So I can totally see why she would hate it. Because,
yeah.
And the people on, like, the 1-800 numbers that are on the help desks,
yeah.
Like, I scream at them because they're just doing nothing.
Right.
I'm like, how can you not help me? This is your job to help me.
Right.
And, yeah.
I know. But then, of course, they'll bring up that survey in the end. How was our service, you know?
Terrible.
Yeah, well, it sucked big time. Yeah.
There's a new thing in the Lexus car. It's called Drive Assist or Park Assist or Map Assist, something like that. And you actually call somebody. So you say you're going to, like this weekend, we're going to Newport Beach. Mm-hmm. You call them, you like just press a button in the car, actually speaks to somebody, and they say, oh, where are you going? You say, da 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 da, Newport Beach, like the address. And they say, okay, it's loaded into your car. And that's it. The directions are in, and the car just tells you where to go.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
But wait a minute, that sounds like GPS to me.
Yeah, but you're actually speaking to somebody.
But why would you need that, though?
It's an easier way when you're driving, or you can put
that's
in
true, yeah.
Rather McDonald's
start, yeah.
Or like the closest Starbucks.
Right.
Or wherever
very
you need
cool.
to go.
Very cool. So it's like Siri, but for
But yeah, for but, the car, and you're actually speaking to somebody.
Oh, wow.
It's not just any old, like a person that, like an automated system that gets things wrong. It's actually a person.
Right.
I was like, that's crazy. Like, what a boring job, though, just to be like... telling people where to go, like, but and it's a 10-second conversation.
Yeah.
So you must answer like 200 of those a day.
Whoa.
Probably more.
Yeah, I'm surprised they have actual human beings. You'd think they'd be able to computerize that.
And I'm sure when people are drunk and kind of messing with that thing,
right?
I don't know if I would want to do that job.
I know. There's a lot of jobs like that. I used to be a telephone operator when I was 20 years old. I lived in Vegas, and I was the operator where you dial zero, and back then there wasn't anything automated. So like collect calls, credit card calls, you'd have to call the operator to have it done.
Right.
That was in the 70s. So that job was like, I mean, you got everybody on that job, you know.
Yeah, I bet.
From the stupidest to the weirdest to the...
Angriest.
Some people are talkative and things like that. So you saw really a lot of negative things too on that job, but it was fun for me because as you can imagine, most of the operators were women at the time. So there were like 300 women and 4 guys. You know,
wow.
So we were celebrating there all the time. Man, was I celebrating there. Wow.
This is a really funny story, I guess.
Hold on just a second. A phone call's coming in, so it's a little late, but maybe it is our guest. Let's see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
What?
Hello?
I'm on air? Oh, can you play Demon by Madison Hagen?
Sure.
Because that's like my favorite song ever. It's like the best song I've ever heard. I listen to songs live. So, can you play it?
What's the song again?
Demons by Imagine Dragons.
Demons by Imagine Dragons.
Oh, Imagine Dragons. Why, don't you have it on your iPhone? Don't you have it on your iPod or something?
No, I don't have any money.
Oh, you don't have any money. So why are you calling this station?
Because I want to hear it. And this is my favorite station ever.
Oh, well, that's cool. How old are you?
Me? I'm 15.
No, you're not 15. You're an adult that talks like a kid.
I'm just waiting for puberty.
All right, who is it? Is it Max?
What?
What's your name?
My name is Mark.
Mark?
Mark.
Okay, where do you live, Mark?
Where I live?
Yeah.
I live in downtown LA.
Downtown LA, wow. And you're 15 years old, how come you're not in school?
Because I'm sick today.
Oh, you're sick today, okay.
Yeah, I'm staying at home listening to the radio.
Okay, so let me play some. So you've been listening to our show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sounds very convincing, you know. But I'll play the song for you. We might as well, right? I'll humor you. Okay, so let's see. We want Red Dragons, was it?
Demons. Demons. By Imagine
Dragons.
Okay, Demons. Let me hear that. Okay, Demons, Imagine Dragons. And I'll play that for you. Why not? Let me see what kind of music you like. Okay, because I don't know Imagine Dragons at all. I've heard of them, but let's see. Is this the song you want?
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, hold on. Let me... Yeah, not bad. Yeah, sing it for us. Is that the song you like?
Yeah, it's awesome. My favorite song ever.
Wow, wow. Well, maybe I'll listen to it. Maybe it'll be my favorite song, too.
Yeah, I'm here.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much for calling, Mark. We appreciate it. And
bye.
This sounded like an adult trying to sound like a kid.
I am an adult.
I know you are. Okay, I thought I hung up, but I did.
I actually do like that song.
Is it pretty cool? You listen to them sometimes. Is it like entirely a ballad, or is it just start like slow?
No, I mean it gets in a little bit.
It picks up a little bit.
Yeah, but it's a good song.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard of them. I guess. Okay, now I know where I heard of them. Is I guess. What was her name? I forget my former co-host's name. What was her name?
Mia,
thank you. Brain fart. But I remember she went to that concert and she mentioned that, so now I remember. Okay.
There we go.
Yeah. How embarrassing, right? It was on the tip of my tongue, but I'm going like, what, Dora? No, but it's because her last name is
Monday
Doran.
Monday morning.
Yeah, her last name is Doran, so I was thinking Dora. It is Monday morning, I know. Wow. That's pretty crazy. This this woman lost 140 pounds with hypnosis. I guess what happened is she weighed a lot, like 200 and some pounds. Okay, hold on. Somebody else is calling. Let's see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yo, this is Mark. I just called.
Oh, how you doing, Mark?
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, Mark?
It's I was wondering if you could play a song again for me, man.
Yeah, I know. Sounded pretty good. But, I mean, you were pretty high-pitched, you know? That's pretty cool. Are you like a singer or something?
Yeah, man. You know, sometimes I just wake up in the morning, I just talk like that. I don't understand why, you know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah. I do. So you just get up in the morning and you start talking like a kid or like a grown man.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah,
I know. What happens, man.
Yeah, I can tell this is your real voice too.
Yeah, it's my real voice right now.
Yeah. All right, man. Do you have a question or anything you want to add to the show? Something. I mean, we played a song.
Yeah,
for
I got
you.
A That's question. Cool. I really wanted to ask you that.
Why do you start a dog?
What?
I really wanted to eat that dog. Hurrah.
I don't understand what you're saying. Talk back in your adult voice.
Hurrah, this is my baby.
Okay. All right. You see, it's not even funny. That's why I never get phone call. I never pick up the phone. Because, I mean, if you're calling in to prank a show, be funny.
Yeah.
Have a point.
Yeah.
You know, but on this show, you can't prank it because we'll humor you no matter what you say and what you do. So it's not like you're interrupting anything. But so this woman, I guess, was weighing like 200 and some pounds, 270 pounds or something. And She lost 140 pounds. I guess she got that gastric bypass surgery, you know, but where they put like a rubber band or something, they make your stomach really small.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So you can't eat a lot. But some people, they eat a lot anyway, and they still gain weight, you know?
Yeah.
And they make this whole thing like pointless.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess she figured that she's going to go to have some hypnosis as well. And she ended up losing. And apparently for 4 years, she still have that weight off. And she looks gorgeous. I mean, when you look at her before, she was just like a plain woman, you know. Yeah, overweight, but, you know, she didn't really, you can tell she didn't really try to dress up or anything.
Yeah.
But I guess the... It occurred to her when her husband booked a dream vacation for them in Hawaii, and she didn't want to go because she couldn't wear a swimsuit.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So that got her, that got her pretty much to want to be in shape. And I'm telling you, man, she looks like a totally different person.
Really?
You wouldn't even know. And that's why I'm saying, you know, people should... should really be concerned, you know, because people say, no, it's okay. I accept my body the way it is. Okay, that's fine. But you have to admit it keeps you from doing a lot of things.
Definitely.
You know, not just your appearance, but your health, the things you can do, mm-hmm. you know. It limits you. It limits you.
Yeah.
And at the other station the other night, we had three pretty heavy women. I don't know how somebody can get to that point where the fat just flows from them.
Right.
You know, and you go, wow, you know, she has a beautiful face. She could be a beautiful woman, but and it's not like a few pounds overweight. I mean, mm-hmm. you're talking like obese,
and
major obesity.
It probably just spirals out of control.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. And after a certain time, they just can't control it, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on. But this guy is still calling here. I think I know who it is. I mean, there's two phone calls, and he's calling from two different phones. And I think it's Greg, but I'm not sure. So, yeah, it's probably Greg. But we don't have time. We're almost out of time here. There was one other thing is... this is funny because you remember the Brady Bunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was before your time, but I'm sure you know of it, right?
Yeah, I've watched it, yeah.
You've watched it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I guess one of the actors now, Christopher Knight, he was the middle boy.
Right.
What was his name in the show? Peter or something, I think?
I don't know. I didn't watch it that many times. No,
yeah,
the names.
I think his name was Peter. Yeah, Peter Brady. And so he says how he really didn't want to be a Brady anymore. And because I guess that role goes with you wherever you go, you
right.
know. And I totally understand what he says because we have Susan Olsen on the station, mm-hmm. and she was Cindy on the Brady Bunch, and she still goes by that, you know.
Right.
It's like you introduce her, hi, this is Susan Olsen, Cindy from the Brady Bunch. You know? So she still has to deal with it, but at the same time, yeah. I mean, look, it's like something from. Your childhood, like 40 years ago, you know, what is this?
Yeah, and so but when you do a role like that, I think because that's how people remember you, and that's
right.
your most memorable role.
Exactly,
so
you know, and maybe you never managed to get another role,
right.
you know. So you should be happy you just have that, you know, rather than nothing.
Yeah.
And just sort of like rise beyond that. I mean, it opens doors for them, so why not, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So I don't understand what the problem is. If you're trying to accomplish something as an adult, then do it, you know, and we'll see what it's like. But otherwise, you know, I mean... You disappear.
Yeah.
So it can be such a bad thing, you know. And it's funny because when he was young, at his age when he was on the show, my mom used to say I looked like him at that age. and it's funny because I look at him now and it kind of reminds me of him
that's
when
cool.
I was like 14 years old or something. Yeah. So that's funny. And then Maureen McGovern, she was Marcia. I read her book. And that was pretty interesting. to read about behind the scenes and stuff.
Yeah, I bet. The behind the scenes is more, almost more interesting sometimes.
I know.
To get to know about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the show for today. Went by quickly, huh?
It did.
Yeah. And without a guest, even. And, well, maybe Max will call back. I'm sure he's too busy in Colorado having a blast of time of his life. I mean, this guy, all he does is have fun.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Yeah. So, anyway, the phones are ringing off the hook. I don't know who the hell's calling. People decided to call today. But we thank Mark. Who's probably not Mark and sounded like crap as a kid, but I told you, I knew it was an adult.
Yeah.
You can tell a voice when it's not real. All right, well, thank you everybody for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.